KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, some light fog, and it's currently 58 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning. Sky is becoming partly cloudy, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In news from over the weekend, a body of a man missing since Thursday evening was recovered Saturday afternoon in Lake Panorama. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports the body of 22-year-old Kenton Greaves of Brooklyn, New York, was located just after 2 p.m. Saturday. The sheriff's office was assisted in the recovery by Search and Rescue Christian Aid Ministries out of Illinois. The Story County Sheriff's Office dive team, Greene County Fire Department, Iowa DNR officers from around the state, Lake Panorama Security, Land and Water, Guthrie County Emergency Management, Panora Fire, and Panora EMS. Graves, who was on the lake with some friends, was reported missing at around 6:15 p.m. Thursday, and he had just completed his junior year at Grandview University, where he was a member of the wrestling team and a senior criminal justice major. The incident remains under investigation. A traffic stop on a vehicle whose driver failed to obey a stop sign at 170th and Sycamore in Adams County early this morning resulted in an arrest. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's Alex Koltoff of Lenox was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m., for OWI first offense. He was also cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Koltoff was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Saturday evening arrested 53-year-old Julie Ann Rassel of Red Oak on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Rassel, who was also known as Julie Crawford, was being held in the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on a $300 bond. A bicyclist was seriously injured during an accident in Red Oak Saturday morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says just before 11 a.m., a bicycle operated by 53-year-old Dale Dean French of Red Oak was traveling southbound on Highway 48. At the driveway of 2508 Broadway, a 2013 Ford Taurus driven by 35-year-old Elisa Dylene White of Red Oak turned left into the path of the bicycle, causing French to crash and hit his face on the right front tire of the vehicle. French was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Red Oak Rescue and then flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by LifeNet helicopter. The extent of his injuries were unknown. White told police that she looked before making the turn but did not see French coming on the bicycle. White was not injured during the accident and was cited for failure to yield upon left turn and no insurance. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Red Oak Police. No other details were released. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County said Saturday also that three people suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries during an accident that occurred Friday afternoon. Authorities said a 1999 Buick Century driven by 26-year-old Jace Danielle Hale of Red Oak was traveling east in the 2000 block of 200th Street at around 2:50 p.m. Friday when a front seat passenger leaned over to roll up the driver's window. The move caused Hale to move the car far enough to the shoulder that the right side tires went off the road. Hale overcorrected, causing the car to skid into a waterway in the north ditch. Hale and her passengers, 30-year-old Charles Randall Brown III and 22-year-old Lindsay June Draws, both of Red Oak, were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue to be checked out. Hale was cited for seatbelt violations and no insurance. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 67-year-old Jimmy Lee Hartman of Corning was arrested recently for burglary of a vehicle after a caller informed Adams County Dispatch on May 16th that Hartman had allegedly broken into the vehicle and was physically inside the vehicle, moving things from the center console to the seat. He was taken into custody and held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board will hold a regular meeting this evening at 5:15 in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda are updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm with regard to the Schilberg Development Project, including the West Shelter and East Playground, Lake Number 3 at Schilberg Park, community parks, including Cedar and Millette projects, the Sunnyside Park entrance sign update, and a report on part-time parks foreman position. In his regular report to the board, Stashelm is expected to mention the Sunnyside Pool will be opening this Saturday, beginning at 1 o'clock. He'll also talk about summer programs, the Sunnyside Park Block Party, which will be on June the 1st, movies in the park featuring the Lion King, and he'll provide an update on the campgrounds. And members of the CAM School District's Board of Education will meet at 6:30 this evening in the CAM High School Media Center. During their regular session, the board will discuss and or act on approving salaries for classified staff for 2018-19 and teacher leadership position for 2018-19, along with the 2018-19 school calendar, contracts and or resignations, a memorandum of understanding with Iowa Western Community College, approval of a sharing agreement with the Atlantic School District, and other administrative matters. In the funeral announcements, Beatrice B. Lenhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place. Services for B. Lenhart will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Dennis, age 79, of Exira and formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Gathering for Betty Dennis will be held today at 4:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, followed by a prayer service at 5:30 and a time of fellowship and refreshments with the family. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Leonard Joseph Tremmel, age 94, of Erling, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A Mass of Christian Burial for Leonard Tremmel will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Betty Franklin Moore, age 73, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Amelia Place in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Betty Moore will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Howard C. Hendrickson, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th, and 68-year-old Peggy Jo Greger to Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th in Colorado. Joint memorial services for Howard Hendrickson and Peggy Jo Greger will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Beatrice Turner, age 84, of Redfield, died Wednesday at the Dallas County Hospital. Per her wishes, Beatrice Turner, cremation has taken place and no services will be held at this time. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Ramona Harris, age 88, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Services for Ramona Harris are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.